When you think of Hollywood musicals, the name Cecil B. DeMille doesn't leap to mind. But he made one at MGM, a fascinating disaster called Madam Satan. And it helps tell the unknown story of a 40-year friendship between this famous Hollywood director and a Russian ballet dancer.
Dance writer and off-ramp commentator, Deborah Levine.
Paramount Pictures is proud to announce the return of the greatest motion picture of all time, Cecil B. DeMille's masterpiece, The Ten Commandments.
Cecil B. DeMille made 70 feature films over a 56-year career, only a few of which lost money. But in 1929, like many Americans, he was in a tough spot. 5 years earlier, he'd been fired by Paramount, the studio he co-founded in 1913. His next venture, Cecil B. DeMille Pictures, was a debacle. By 1929, DeMille was scrambling to deliver on the second of a three-picture deal struck with Louis B. Mayer at MGM. DeMille's daunting assignment from LB was a movie musical. DeMille, a minister's son, though not lacking a sense of humor, was markedly unhip. His brand back then was domestic dramas. He'd never admit it, but assembling a creative team to make a musical pushed him out of his comfort zone. DeMille feverishly worked his network, firing off telegrams to A-listers like Robert Benchley, Cole Porter, and Dorothy Parker. He wrangled for access to former leading lady Gloria Swanson.
All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
But was blocked by her gatekeeper, Joseph P. Kennedy, JFK's dad. No one of this caliber signed on. Could the problem have been the title, Madam Satan? Enter Theodore Kosloff. The Moscow-born son of a musical family, Kosloff started his career with the Bolshoi and Kirov ballets. In 1909, he joined the Ballet Russe, Diaghilev's infamous troupe. There, he shared the stage with superstars Nijinsky, Pavlova, and Karsavina. A foil to the poetic Nijinsky, Kosloff was a technical dynamo whose claim to fame was milking 18 revolutions from a single pirouette. But he could also turn a buck. An early arts entrepreneur, Kosloff first ventured to America around 1911. Vaudeville touring brought him to L.A. by 1916, where, practically on first sight, DeMille cast the mop-haired, muscular dancer in his upcoming photo play, The Woman God Forgot. Biceps bursting, Kosloff clutched a formidable spear in his movie debut. Kosloff was equally dazzled by DeMille, calling him the Napoleon of moving pictures. Kosloff's specialty was character roles, continental lovers, exotic bad guys. In the roaring 20s, DeMille had made a millionaire of Kosloff, who, for one movie, wisely accepted Paramount Pictures' stock in lieu of a salary. The two men became not just good colleagues over 30 silent pictures, but close friends. Each owned a ranch in the San Fernando Valley's far reaches of Tujunga, Sunland. At weekend getaways, they toasted each other with vodka, as comrades. Tovarish! But when sound came in, no one could understand Kosloff's heavy Russian accent, and he was banished from Hollywood soundstages. That's why, in 1929, when DeMille's call came from Madam Satan,
this is C.B. DeMille.
Kosloff leapt on board. He'd be featured in an incredible 6-minute dance sequence. The scene was an Art Deco masked ball inside a Zeppelin. Kosloff lords over a huge throng of dancers who, in a special camera effect, morph into heavy machinery. It's astoundingly awful, kitsch, and clumsy, but in its use of overhead shots, foreshadows what Busby Berkeley would perfect a few short years later. That's how quickly Hollywood figured out how to film dance in the movies. MGM invested $1 million in Madam Satan, a small fortune at the onset of the Depression. Studio brass blamed its box office bombing, in great part, on Kosloff's kooky ballet mécanique. Madam Satan represents a crossroads in two creative careers. Kosloff would appear only once more in the movies, in a tiny cameo in Stage Door, telling Ginger Rogers and Ann Miller, go to home.
All right, there's enough for today. Go to home.
But DeMille regrouped after Madam Satan. He adapted and improved on the filming techniques that he'd learned during its making. He never revisited the musical genre, and he never again released a movie so hopelessly out of touch with his audience.
Cecil B. DeMille's Samson and Delilah.
But it wasn't a crossroads for the Tovarish, Kosloff and DeMille. They had a friendship even Madam Satan could not destroy. For Off Ramp, I'm Deborah Levine.
Dance writer Deborah Levine runs the arts blog Arts Meme. She'll introduce Madam Satan at the Egyptian Theater next Saturday afternoon, including a detailed accounting of the making of the movie's astounding Zeppelin dance sequence. For ticket information, a link to her blog, and a photo of Kosloff as the spirit of electricity, go to kpcc.org/offramp.